Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
So, all right. Hey, a little later on, Mark Norman and Sean O'Brien are going to be here. FunnyBoneOmaha.com, Petey Mack.
A rare down the Friday sports. Appearance from Mr. Skin.
That's yes. Right. Yeah, Tony's with us.
Hey.
Craig Evans in the house. I asked Tony how his week was. He said it sucked.
It sucked.
How was your week, Craig, although I saw you all week?
Oh, mine was great.
All right. No, right. See, that's fake. Mm-hmm. That's fake.
My week sucked.
Yeah.
Did then it? Next week it probably sucked. It's all right. That's all right.
No, you so then enjoy this
yeah.
week.
Yes, no, was,
this week's
how,
over almost.
How work was. Yeah, how was it once you got out of work? Everything okay at
no,
home?
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah? No.
Trouble
no.
at home?
Because I have to do work when I get home.
No, you didn't ask you him know? What work was. You said, how was your week? He just said, it sucks. Yeah, just, I figured that was all encompassing.
Yeah, everything was just sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was specifically about work.
Then we talked about your miserable crap.
It's a bad,
you
know? Bad week.
Yeah. I'm miserable.
You're out of bed and shoot out with sunshine and rainbows out your butt, right?
Well, rainbows propel me out of bed.
Yep.
Rainbows shooting out of my ass propel me from the bed.
And then he gets up and he says, and he gets up and he goes, "That sucks."
And then I'm ready for the day, to seize the day.
Seize the day, yeah. Brother.
Now, is that natural or... can you develop that sort of rainbow shooting out your ass thing?
I've developed it.
You have.
It's not a natural thing for me.
I don't think for humans, actually.
No. For me, it's I'd not like natural. It. I had like... to develop this great attitude upon being launched out of bed with the rainbows.
Every day is a gift.
Every day
is a gift.
Well, I think you should...
yeah, we discussed that off the air.
Write a blog about it. Or something. Yeah, I don't want to waste time on the air.
Oh, well,
I'm telling people how to blow rainbows out of their ass to propel them out of bed.
Yeah. Day.
Although some people might like to know that.
Well, if it's a live blog, it's a log. We discussed that yesterday with Petey Mack.
Yeah, yeah. So you're logging
every day, basically.
I do have it, and it's on Petey's blog.
Oh.
Which is right, on the website, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Right. Look on Petey's NHL blog. Which, by the way, I couldn't
it's on
find.
Petey's yeah. NHL blog. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. Which didn't have the Penguin score on it. It's weird. It has everything else on there. It doesn't have the... It's called the NHL blog. It didn't have the Penguin score.
No, you have
to type it in.
You have to
ask
it.
You have to ask.
Yeah. You ask it.
You think it'd be right there on the blog. Like the first thing it'd say would be the Stanley Cup game last night. But now you have to actually go ahead and type it in. Who won the game?
Well, the H doesn't stand for hockey.
That's true. We never did say that.
We should really talk to our tech people and maybe people could do, hey, Petey's NHL blog, and then you ask it a question about anything.
Like there Siri. You go.
Okay. Right, we could make it voice activated.
Right. Good idea.
Like Alexa, Siri, hey, Petey's NHL blog. Because that just kind of...
yeah, it rolls off the tongue.
That rolls off the tongue.
Big time.
Well, don't they have it set up to where you can call those things anything you want?
I don't know.
I think so.
Bitch, that's what I'd call mine.
Would you?
I would. Now, if I lived alone, I'd call it bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you invite a woman over, and she goes, Siri, and that doesn't answer that. What's it answer to? It answers to bitch. Then she might not come back to your house anymore.
Bitch, turn the lights on. No, not you, girl. Not you, girl. I'm talking to the machine.
I don't know if you can or not. That's why you say, hey, Siri, or hey, Alexa. You probably could change your name. I think that in the whole program to answer to Alexa.
I think it is.
I don't think you can say bitch. I think we just made that up.
Perhaps we did.
Yeah. Before the guy invented it, and that's what he just called
it. Just called it bitch.
New from Google.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Hey, bitch, put some Springsteen on. And then it's Springsteen
playing
plays.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. Puss is my
not
bitch.
Not to be confused.
Puss in the role as bitch.
Yeah. Hey, bitch, get me a drink.
Yeah. Hey, bitch, how do you feel?
I'm moist.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of reaction right there is what makes me completely fine with that clip.
I know you like that clip.
I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't always have an issue with it, but I did that.
Yeah, because you didn't expect to hear it, did you?
I didn't.
Petey thinks he's whispering in his ear every time we play it.
Well, that's fine.
Because Petey's back faces Petey. I mean, Puss out there.
A lot.
Petey almost crawls out of his headphones every time you do it.
I know.
Yeah, because the way you say it, it's like your head is on his shoulder.
Right.
You're
right.
Whispering it into his ear.
Yeah. With your feet around his lap.
Oh.
And he's rubbing your big 12-size 14 feet.
14s.
Yeah.
Start rubbing them around his face and whatnot.
Clipping your toenails.
Yeah.
Feel that? That's a callus.
that sounds like Peter. It was almost Peter, yeah. Feel my feet. All right, before we gross everybody out, do something.
Too late.
Man.
Well,
enjoy your breakfast this morning. Yes.
How long did you watch hockey?
I got home after a baseball game, and it was 3-0. Watched the rest of the first period, watched the whole second period, and it was 6-0.
After which it was 6-0.
And, and then I watched some other TV because I just had my phone there just in case it was 6-1 or 6-2 eventually, and it ended up being 6-0. See, when you're 6-0 third period, we're not hockey fanatics, but if it's 4-0, it's unlikely, but it can happen. 6-0 ain't happening.
Right.
Because I don't know enough about hockey that they're not going to – you don't have to play so aggressive. Mm. You defend the net. 6-0. So much time goes by in a hockey game quick, man. That clock kick.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the equivalent of about 56-0 in football.
I'd like to say it's the Falcons, but they suck.
Oh.
It would have been the Falcons. Yeah. They would have blew that 6-3. Yeah.
It's not 28-3.
Everything they
that's
stand
doable.
For. All right. Sorry. One guy thinks they say Falcon wrong, but I don't care.
Whatever.
I'm going to say it wrong just to piss him off.
Nashville hosts game 6 on Sunday.
Yeah, screw them. And Todd's Preds.
But it is home cooking for him.
Yeah, whatever. It goes back to Pittsburgh. Yeah. I don't want it to go 7 games, but it probably will.
It may.
I think it will. And I think it will.
It will go to the home team.
I think it will. Because they'll bring out some broke country douchebag to sing national anthem. And
that'll do it every time.
It does it every time.
Magic.
Yep.
NBA tonight.
Yeah, let's end this.
Yeah,
let's
wrap
this.
It up.
Wrap it up.
They likely will.
Wrap it up, and then LeBron's going to opt out and go to L.A. That was the story yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. That is great.
Only because Cleveland's going to shoot himself in the head collectively.
Yeah.
Well, but they've won now.
No. I read if he leaves again, they're done with him. You can't.
They are never done with him.
Well,
of course they think they are.
They're going to hate him. Oh, they're going to hate him.
Sure.
They're going to hate him.
They'll burn his jerseys and then welcome him back if he decides to come back.
Yes.
To retire one day.
Right, like they always do.
And then be ticked if he doesn't throw money at the city building this and building that and put his name on this other thing. Yeah, we hate you, but you give us money.
Yeah, but they'll serve the Browns, though, so the Browns are cool.
That amuses you too much, I think. You do hate Cleveland, don't you?
No, I don't hate Cleveland. I just, I don't really care. I think it'd be funny.
So I saw on Twitter yesterday that... Lonzo Ball didn't wear his dad's shoes when he worked out for the Lakers.
He wore
the James Harden Adidas shoes.
Boy, that's interesting. What happened?
Well, he took a lot of crap on Twitter for it.
Oh, yeah.
By his old man?
Oh, no.
He's a big baller.
People on Twitter.
You think his old man be pissed?
I would think so, too.
Yeah, you would think that.
He's trying to sell that crap. Skinny LD with us.
Hey.
Or just LD.
Yeah.
No, he's skinny LD now. You work hard to lose that kind of weight.
There was another guy
for him.
In the building that we used to call Skinny LD.
That's when LD wasn't skinny.
Until
LD
became skinny.
Yeah.
And now he's just LD.
And that guy in the building isn't here.
Yeah. So actually, LD's only skinny LD.
LD got skinny and kicked him out.
We can just call him only LD. Because he's the only one we have left.
You bring flies in here with you? Man, so skinny. You got flies
right around his eyeballs.
Tony's pissed. Tony's the skinny guy in this building.
That's his bit.
You don't mess with him, man.
Nope. Nobody out skinny's Tony.
That's right.
No, LD says,
I'm not eating this weekend.
No longer obese, just overweight.
Tony, you're horrible. Let me just say that.
Now, if you check his lineage, he's mostly Somalian.
Mm-hmm. Who, LD?
Tony.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
he's the whitest Somalian I've ever seen.
That's 49%. Yeah. It was just under the breakdown.
Ancestry.com came back and said LD's Somalian. And they said, this is crap. I got the wrong letter.
Tony's
or
actually,
I sent the wrong spit.
Yeah, Tony's actually pretty white.
Remind
for
me not to suck face for Tony before he's spitting that.
No. I'm going to let you at that.
Yeah.
The big news yesterday was James Comey.
Greg, you'll love this. I think I told you about this before. I know I did last time. That I'm in this position now where I'm around some people that apparently don't know how I stand on that issue of Trump.
Oh, good.
And I heard this yesterday, and bless him. You know, I don't ever say bless him that much because I don't believe in that crap, but I just that's the term I want to use this. I just see it's like watching something from the wild and realizing what they believe in.
Yeah.
So this person says to me, he goes, you know what? If it's like you and I were having a conversation and you left and wrote it down, it'd still be hearsay. So I'm thinking, so you believe Comey? I didn't say this because he's a nice dude. I'm just didn't want to. I don't deal with this off the air. But he actually probably believed Comey is actually lying. I'm thinking, no, he's telling the truth. I mean, he's a respected guy. The guy that's lying is a guy.
He's actually lying. That's
what Trump
going out and saying that's not true.
But then he said, then he goes, well, why is this on TV anyway? And then another guy goes, oh, the Democrats want it on TV. I said, no, it's pretty important for the country and the
ratings.
World. And
yeah.
Ratings, I know that.
Yeah, ratings.
I know that,
the
but you know what? They had but it wasn't about ratings when the Nixon things were on TV either. That wasn't about ratings.
That was different. It was also a different time.
I know, but it was on TV. This is on TV because people want to see it.
Yeah.
Now I didn't watch it all day because we're here and
people also want.
We'll get the Cliff Notes.
Yeah, they want to see The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did they interrupt The Price is Right?
I don't know.
They may have.
Loaded, loaded. They interrupted loaded, loaded. My stories.
Yeah.
Here's what I found out. I read some about the liberals were, hey, yeah, Trump's going down.
No, Scarborough's not a liberal.
Right, and the conservatives were, nothing to see here.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch any of it, so nothing matters.
Todd's right about that. Nothing does matter.
Nothing matters.
It's a future.
Nothing will come of this.
I turned it on to Fox yesterday and took my nap so that I would wake up to Fox and hear what they were saying about this whole thing.
Fox, oh my God.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
And I woke up to the females and the judge. I don't know what that show is.
Okay.
And they were basically saying, no, Trump, bad. No, can't do it. That's not cool.
Oh, yeah. There are some moderates. I mean, the people
even
out there that know.
Even on the Fox show.
Yeah.
With the females and the judge.
Well, they're losing ratings by being totally partisan. So maybe they're smarting them up. Caputo the other day called him a dick,
Did you
too.
See any of the McCain...
No, I heard he was saying, was he just out of
about it?
It?
He was.
It was rough to listen to. I was uncomfortable listening to it. He was that confused.
What I understood, he was tired from staying up late watching the Diamondbacks game.
Yeah. See, that's stupid. This
that's
is a big day for that dude. And he stays up? I mean, what's he got to do?
One of our comedian friends tweeted out that, I bet you John McCain won't be tired from the Diamondbacks game when he votes to take away your health care.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some of the McCain stuff. Let's see. Here.
Sounded like a bong gurgling there.
you're going to have to help me out here. In other words, we're complete the investigation of anything that former Secretary Clinton had to do with the campaign is over, and we don't have to worry about it anymore.
With respect to I'm a little confused, Senator. With respect to Secretary Clinton,
yeah.
We investigated. Criminal investigation in connection with her use of a personal email server.
I understand.
And that
looks like Chuck's going to bury his boner.
So, at the weird, same man. Time, you made the announcement there would be no charges brought against then Secretary Clinton for any activities involved in the Russia involvement in.
I have been to Hawaii.
What?
Which island? Come on, I want to lay you.
Oh, that's weird.
Done with that, but not complete. Done. With the whole investigation of their attempt to affect the outcome of our election.
No, I'm sorry. We're not, at least when I left, when I was fired on May the 9th, there was still an open, active...
Looks like he's going to enter the Holy of Holies, coitus uninterruptus.
You're going to have to help me out here. In other words, we're complete the investigation of anything that former Secretary Clinton had to do with the campaign is over and we don't have to worry about it anymore.
How would you like my bony macaroni? Or my fatty Alfredo? Or my hard salami? I got them all.
You're right. That must have been embarrassing to watch all day.
Yeah. He lost. He's all over the board. Yeah, he's all over.
All right. Actually, I would have wished I would have watched that part.
I should be watching more Diamondback games. I'd get tired and go to sleep a little earlier.
We'll see what happens.
Mr. McCain.
We'll see what happens.
I'd never heard, I don't remember the clip about the Holy of Holies.
Yeah, I just typed in, well, that's funny because in the computer, these aren't listed as Burgess Meredith, they're listed as McCain in my computer. This is back when he used to run. I got all these McCain clips, and they're all just, you know, him saying stupid. There's a ton of them.
Well, if you remember, Craig, right at the end of that movie, they go, there's like a blooper reel.
Yes.
And a lot of those are from that blooper reel. They showed the same take over and over and over again with different lines.
Well, but Tyler's been playing these things for years, and I just don't remember hearing that.
I know.
That last clip.
Like Chuck's going to put the hot dog in the bun.
I've heard that one, but the previous one was not in hot rotation.
Coitus interruptus. Right. I know. That surprised me, too.
Coitus uninterrupted.
Yes, yeah, okay. Right. Put the hot dog in the bun. There. Oh man,
McCain is listed as McCain.
I know. That must be. I don't get why you're not prepared for that. That's your big showdown. You don't like Trump. You could ask questions.
You know why you don't prepare for that? Because it doesn't matter.
No, you're right. I'll give you.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters with this guy.
Why do we you're even right. have this?
Because
why is this even going on?
30% of the people don't believe anything, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's just,
they don't.
That's why we should stop wasting our breath.
Yeah, well, like I said, we'll let it play out in real time in D.C., and then we'll deal with it when it happens. Or if anything happens, you're right.
You treat the audience like the old guy who comes up to you at the baseball game.
That's right.
Puts his arm around.
That's true. You have to.
You just go, yep.
Because you can't talk facts with people, certain people. 30% of the people, you can. There's 70% you can. But 30%, you can't talk facts.
I know, most people.
And I'm going back to
30% to say about you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They do.
But 70%, including smart Republicans, like, I don't know, Scarborough, a bunch of other guys that get it. Carl Rove, my God. I saw somebody retweet Carl Rove. Yeah.
Just reading this quote right here.
I think it was John Cusack retweeted this, said, when one of the most horrible, despicable men in the world say Trump's an idiot, basically, I'm paraphrasing, Carl Rove.
Lacks the focus or self-discipline to do the basic work required of a president.
That's Carl Rove.
Wow.
I mean, that's a guy that's so far off the deep end.
He's a guy to put Bush in the office.
Yeah. And he's saying, boy, look at this
Thanks.
Dude.
That's what I wonder.
He's saying, well, at least Bush had the discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
At least he listened to me.
Yeah.
His chronic impulsiveness is apparently unstoppable and clearly self-defeating.
All right, let's talk about Let's talk about pork bellies.
We are.
Mm-hmm. I like pork bellies. A lot.
Nobody would want to eat that pig's snout sandwich, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
On Facebook,
it was
right?
a resounding
Did you look at
no.
that? Did you see
I
that?
I haven't seen that yet.
It's just so disgusting. Yeah. And I said earlier, if Joe America doesn't eat it, nobody would. Because that dude will eat anything off a pig and a cow. He'll eat it all down to the
bone.
It
was gray. I mean, there was nothing,
I know.
There's nothing appealing of that.
It's on our social media, at TNT Radio Empire and the Facebook page. You're right. It was gray pig nose in a bun.
Was it
with
pierced?
Ketchup and mustard shoved up the nostrils.
That would burn. There was one.
Poor pig.
Was it pierced?
No.
There was one guy that
chimed in. That would have been a good look, though.
One guy eat that at all?
He said he had it.
Oh. How do you bite into that?
He said it tasted like the barnyard floor.
Doesn't matter what it tasted like. Yeah, it could taste like heaven.
I wouldn't want to eat it.
It could taste like a vanilla milkshake. I'm not going to eat. I just had one of those last night. Sorry. It's, you know, oh, my God.
I'm curious. What's the texture?
Gristly?
Yeah, I would assume.
Pig nose.
Boogers.
It's pretty gristly.
Jesus.
No, as we pointed out yesterday, they cooked the snot out of it.
They cooked the snot out of that.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, what time is it?
But you know, Joe is the
when
kind of guy.
When you're having fun. Time flies, you're having
time
fun,
flies.
Craig.
Yeah. Joe's the kind of guy that's probably eaten his fair share of pickled pig's feet, and he wouldn't eat that.
He walked in. He told the story. He walked in, and he was going to order that, and he saw a guy eating it, and he said, I'm going to have the ribs. Tony, do not bring those in. We've been asking Tony to bring donuts in on Friday, Hog Wild Tony, and a pizza.
No,
but don't bring a pig nose in here.
Watch you bring it in. He'll bring it in.
We ain't eating that. Just one, I know, he might.
He might have access
one
to it.
I don't want to, if he's, I can't even see that person.
I recognize it's not on the menu, but he likely, like Lynn Dog said, probably has access to it.
He's got a bucket of pig noses out back. I guarantee he does. Because he slaughters hogs for a living, right? They're right there.
He doesn't slaughter
them. Well, he gets them sent to him.
I don't think they do that in the restaurant.
I believe they're pre-slaughtered.
He might have ordered extra pig nose yesterday just to mess with us. He's that kind of guy.
I think Tony is part of the operation from start to finish.
He's slaughtering.
I think he is, too.
He's out there slaughtering the hogs early in the week so he can bring them to us later in the week.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.